First, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by the Corner Bakery and Dallas Dodge.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. And boy, do we have a special treat today in Gordo's Corner. We have a special in-studio guest. One of the hottest women ever to grace our studios here. Ladies and gentlemen, Candace Crawford in studio.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Channel 33's own, or I guess you don't call it Channel 33. It's called...
This is what I do when I intro our station, because everyone knows it is WB. So I'm always like, we're with Channel 33. Used to be the WB, now it's CW 33.
It's CW 33.
CW. Yeah. That's my intro usually.
Okay. CW 33. You've been with them for what, about a year now?
About a year.
Mm-hmm. And you're a sports reporter over there. We kind of do a lot about different stuff.
Yeah, I was hired as a high school sports reporter, covering all their high school stuff and kind of doing... CLB 33 game day, game of the week, and choosing a high school football game and going live from the game. And but then it kind of segued. They have me do another segment called Up All Night, where I go to different bars and restaurants and do profiles on different places in Dallas.
And that's where you met Tony,
Exactly.
They paired a party. Unbelievable.
I know. I hate it, too, because when I like tweet stuff, I have to be conscious of my, you know, high school kids as well as my Up All Night crowd. So it's like I can't say, if you want a great beer, go to, you know, the Ginger Man.
Right. You can't tweet alcoholic stuff.
Oh, Candace is going to drink beer.
Like I just sucked down a buttery nipple. You can't say that?
No.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, let's talk about the way you look today. Now, do you normally dress up this much at 9 in the morning?
No. Usually, even when I go to work, I'm like in workout clothes, and then I get ready at the station when I have to be on camera. But... today I have a work lunch meeting thing.
Uh-oh, so is it bad?
Yes. No, I don't even know really what it is, actually. Just for you guys. No, and so I had to kind of dress for the day.
All right, yeah. Now, Candace is not only a television personality, you have it in the family. Your brother is on this Gossip Girl show, which I've never seen, but a lot of girls that I sleep with... love this show and talk about this show, and they're obsessed with this Gossip Girl show.
Yeah, it's actually also on the CW, which is funny because my parents have two kids that are both employed by the same network. But yeah, it's a kind of a teeny boppery, it's for the younger demographic, but I watch it, and you know, I think a lot of guys, older men actually will come up and say, don't tell anyone, but I watch Gossip Girl too. And
like, are they secretly
someone
gay?
Someone just last weekend when I was doing my Up All Night. No, he was with his wife, and his wife actually turned to me. She's like, he's too embarrassed to tell you, but he loves Gossip Girl. And I'm like, thanks. Good. We love that male demographic.
So how old's your brother?
He's 25.
This is his first big acting gig.
But yes, it's funny because he never did drama or, you know, acting in high school. He was a really good artist and drawer. And so he went to the University of Pepperdine just to get out of Dallas and go somewhere, you know, different, and was going to maybe, didn't know what he wanted to do. And then just kind of steamrolled into this. And 2 years later, he's on Gossip Girl. So I couldn't see him doing anything else.
Well, what's with her family? What deal with the devil did your parents make that everything just works out for you guys?
We've been very blessed. So he's doing really well. And I honestly can't see him doing anything else. It's perfect for his personality type. And I can't see myself doing anything else either, because I'm like the anal retentive one that's type A and, you know, efficient, and he's really laid back and chill and could be on set for 6 hours and not even know it, you know.
Yeah, and some cops found out how laid back
he was recently.
I remember he got arrested.
We all know how laid back he
was. Where is that case right now? He got busted for pot in Plano or something. They found pot in his car.
To be completely honest with you, I don't know, because I don't ask, because I don't.
Sensitive subject?
Yeah. I just don't really, I don't know.
Are you a big pot smoker?
No, actually, I've never done it.
Really?
No.
You know, and I kind of believe her. She's a good girl.
She looks like
she's a good girl.
Uh-huh.
All right, now let's talk about also your relationship with Tony Romo. You guys been dating for how long now?
About a year.
Now, how did this start?
Wow.
Did he just walk up and say, hey, you know who I am?
I love Gossip Girl. No, I met him 2 years ago when I was an intern with the Cowboys. I was doing that their off-season show, The Blitz.
Uh-huh.
And I had worked there over the summer, and so we had met then.
But you were underage then, so nothing happened.
I was underage, right. We couldn't do
it. It's kind of an Elvis Priscilla type thing, right. You know.
Couldn't ask her out for a drink.
Have to wait.
Uh-huh. Right. And so then 2 years later, you know, he broke up with his girlfriend. I broke up with my boyfriend, and I got back to Dallas to do Special Edition. And I think that the Cowboys broadcasting department, who I'm really close with, were like, hey, buddy, you know, we hired your intern friend again. And we ended up going out and been going to dinner ever since.
There you go.
Interesting. Now, is this one of those deals where he doesn't want you, he doesn't say it's boyfriend, girlfriend, or is he, are you guys exclusive, and it's full-blown, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend?
Well, at this point, it's pretty exclusive, I would hope. Yeah, he'll, like, say girlfriend, boyfriend. But I think it's defined so much differently these days. Like, so differently these days, you do have to be careful with how you define it. But yes, we're exclusive.
Okay. Do you say you love each other?
Yes.
Really?
I know, we took it to the next step.
Now, how far into it does that... Because I remember one of my long-term girlfriends, I waited a year before I told her I loved her.
Which I think is totally fine. I don't... You know, I think I was the type... You know, when I was like 15, my brother and his little girlfriend said, I love you. I was like, mother, they do not love each other. They're just kids, you know? So I'm kind of like that, you know, weird, mature mind that thinks you don't really know you love someone for a good time.
Right.
You have to get to know their faults.
So how long did it go?
You know, like, if you love them or not.
It was how long did you date him before you... Who said I love you first?
Well,
there's a good one.
He said it, like, after the first date, so I was like...
He said it after the first date?
No,
you
kidding.
Wait until after they won a playoff game?
Right, exactly.
Now, George, come on.
I'm just guessing.
There?
I thought we were all having a guessing conversation here.
No, I don't remember. Probably like 4 months into it.
Yeah.
So it was pretty reasonable, right?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And
what kind of boyfriend is he? Is he the laid-back one that lets you make all the plans, or does he have ideas?
I would say we're pretty balanced, because I hate being like the plan maker, like the phone. I feel like I'm on the phone a lot all day.
But you're the type A person. I figured you would be the...
He's pretty like efficient in type A, you know, in a different degree, I'd say. I think he's like really good at making the plans, like having things scheduled and done and whatever. And I'm really good at, like, you know, I would say more domestic type A things, like, you know, you need to iron your shirt. Let me iron that real quick. You know, like that type of...
Is he a slob? Is his house messy?
No, actually, it's pretty clean. Like... Pretty, I think it's both.
Is it a neat freak?
I wouldn't say neat freak, but he's not like a slob. He has good hygiene.
Yeah.
Does he manscape, Candace?
I don't really know what that
means. Or does he just grow wild?
I don't know what that means either.
Does he just grow wild in his...
Mean, Gordo?
Just grow wild in his, you know, unmentionables.
I don't know.
Come on, she's a sweet girl.
Does it look like he has an Ewok in his BVDs?
See, I know this would come to this. I have an in with your dermatologist.
I know it. You know, that's how
and
I first...
He has a lot of control over your face.
Became aware of her family as I, you know, I went to a dermatologist once, and the first one, I don't know how I met your dad, but
yeah.
Her dad's a prominent dermatologist here in Dallas. And I went to him, and he told me there was nothing he could do for me, that it was too far gone.
Right.
And meanwhile, her dad has white hair. You know who he reminds me of? And he probably gets that Mad Men guy a lot.
Yeah, it's funny. He's had gray hair since he was like 20. So I'm like...
But his skin looks like a teenager's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he like has... That silver, now it's getting really white.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen him lately?
No, I haven't.
It's getting white.
You can tell I haven't seen him lately. Look at my face. And so that's how I became aware of your family. And you must have been young then. So, I mean,
right.
That was years and years
ago. I mean, I remember listening to Ticket on the way to like Cowboy games and be like, what is that? What are they talking about? My dad getting annoyed because...
Oh, that's how I met him. He emailed me. He was a P1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we listened to Ticket all growing up. And so, but as a younger girl going into, like, sports is like, I feel like politics. If you're not following him, asking random questions, you're going to end up on y'all's little, you know,
women say the darndest things about sports,
right?
Very popular.
So he gets so frustrated because I'd be like, you know, what are they talking about? And he'd be like trying to explain why he's trying to listen to, you know, the report. So
I've been listening to Ticket since I was a wee little one. Oh
yes.
My gosh.
That's what's weird. Okay, so let's see. How old are you? You're born in 86. That would make you 24, right?
23. I'll be 24 in December.
23.
What day is your birthday?
December 16th.
Oh, I'm the 20th.
Okay.
Nice. We're Sagittarius.
Oh.
We're the best.
That's right.
So what is 23 minus 17?
Six.
That's how old she was when the ticket
she
started.
She was six when I first started here. Oh my God!
Wow, we're old.
What's happening?
Oh,
what's happening?
Where was I when I was
life is happening.
She was six. She could have been going to first grade listening to the ticket. That is freaky.
Yeah. That's scary.
So does Tony listen to the ticket?
Because he's not a big... It's like a giver. Like, if it's on, he'll listen to it, but he doesn't ever listen to it. So,
I wouldn't if I was him. I would listen to any sports radio. Why do you want to listen?
I'm the one that's up early, so I'm the one that catches y'all. And so, yeah, exactly. But And so if y'all say do something like a funny fake tiger or, you know, funny voice, I find it online. We'll be like, you've got to listen to this. It was hilarious. And I'll play it for him.
What about when Gordo does the fake Romo? Have you heard that?
I've never heard the fake Romo.
I've only done it like twice.
Yeah, you said it's not been very good, so
it's not very good.
Tony said it wasn't very good?
No, no. He said
it's not very good.
Football. I've never heard it. But
you like the way he says football?
My favorite is Mushmouth, which, by the way, was great walking in today because I was listening to it. And then I had never heard, was it Dr. Maxwell this week?
Yeah, that was good.
I have never heard him. And
he's
then I love Deep Throat Informant.
God, Lord, she really listens.
Yeah. Those are like my three favorites, I think. Blake Wade, and those are really like good. They sound exactly like him.
You know, as a different Cowboy quarterback obsessed with those, Troy Aikman makes us email him all the fake Wade, fake Jerry stuff.
They sound so similar. I mean, sometimes when y'all are interviewing Wade, like on the sidelines, I'm like, wait, hold on a second.
Is this real or fake? Real or fake? Speaking of real or fake.
Oh, no.
You care to answer
that
question?
Yes, this is, my hair is really blonde. I've always been blonde my entire
That's
life. So yeah, it's real.
Have you had any cosmetic surgeries?
No, not.
You had no need to. I mean, you're 20.
She's 23,
I mean, good girl.
But I did, when Gordo emailed me the other day,
we have a very, very deep email relationship.
Yes, I did reply, you know, he was talking about how his face was looking bad, and I said, well, you know, my dad's saying your lip injections and Botox is looking great.
I suspected that.
So have you had any...
No, you know, but I'm actually seriously considering it at this point. Because I've noticed that, you see that little crease right above my nose?
It's preventative.
Look at mine.
I know.
That's
like, good Lord, what's happening to you?
They say that you're supposed to do it, you know, the younger, not younger, the better, like... Don't get your 16-year-old out there, but I'm saying, yeah, I guess 30, I don't know.
Yeah, late 20s, 30s.
I don't know
30s.
Exactly what they mean by younger, but to prevent the wrinkles for later, I guess, is kind of...
Now, Gordo's always saying that he wants a butt implant. Now, as far as cosmetic surgery...
I want a butt right here in the middle of my chest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Candace.
That would be great.
He just wants a little bit of a lift.
I do need to get a reduction, though.
A butt reduction?
No.
Breast reduction?
The front part of me.
Oh, brother.
Front part of me. Can I donate it to someone else? I mean, there's probably other guys like George who are a little bit short in the area.
All right, what was it
We're
like
visiting
to,
with Candace Crawford, by the way, of CW33.
What was it like to hang out with Kim Kardashian a couple weeks ago? Was she nice?
Yeah, in all honesty, she was very I mean, I have nothing really to report. She was very lovely and nice. And
was it awkward when you were just sitting up there watching practice together, or was it?
No, I'm pretty talkative. So I feel like I could talk with like anyone. So it was. I mean, we were just talking and had very good conversation. And she was very genuine and you know, authentic. So I appreciate that about people. I feel like I don't know. Have you ever read the book Blink?
No. Yeah, Gladwell. Isn't that a Malcolm Gladwell book?
And so I always call it your blink reaction when you meet people. Like, you get, in the first 30 seconds, I feel like you get a vibe of whether they're very true and authentic. And I would definitely say I had a really, you know, genuine, authentic vibe from her. So,
did she and Miles break up?
In all honesty, I don't know, like, the relationship details because...
You're a reporter,
You're not an email friend with her like you are with me.
No, that's right.
Okay.
I don't ask her about her plastic surgery.
You need to change your email.
And Tony gets annoyed if I ask, so I just don't even... I get my information from Perez Hilton, like everyone else that follows entertainment. And, you know, and E! Extra, whatever they have on there, so...
Now, do you and Tony cohabitate? Live together.
No. Heavens no. My parents have a coronary. And I have my own apartment. So, yeah, we do not live together.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, maybe have a toothbrush at each other's place. Right?
A drawer.
Well, I do brush my teeth, so maybe, but...
Yeah, something small like that.
Like after lunch or something, you know?
Like after a game, are you guys ever in the same place? Like when he comes home from a game, do you see him right after a game?
Like last year, most of his games, I had to work on Sundays, so there was a few games that I actually got to go to, unfortunately. So if I saw him afterwards... It was later than he got, like, done with the game before I got back from work.
Right.
Because I helped produce our sports show at CW33, and that wasn't over till 10, so then 10:30, and...
I always wonder how bad he's hurting after a game. Or is he wanting to go out and party? He's wanting to hit
Dock
Club.
No, he's not, like... We're not, like... big part. Like at go, you know, parting is.
You ever hint around for him to stop wearing that hat? Or is that you? Did you introduce the hat?
I did not introduce that. That's been around before I was even like around.
So you kind of laugh when he puts it on.
I just don't comment. My thing is, you know,
it's probably
I don't
smart.
Comment on any type of like. I try not to be critical about stuff because I feel like. You know, you're not change people. And,
yeah, he didn't need that from you.
No.
He needs that from George.
Right.
I have a question. Has it gotten to the point where he wants to go out in public less and less because he's more and more recognized? I think with Aikman, it got to that point where he went out a lot in public in his first few years here, and then they get so beaten down by autograph seekers or Monday morning quarterbacks.
Just gawkers,
has he gotten to that point?
I would probably say, like, in all honesty, from the year that I've known him really well, he's probably doing a lot of the same things that he did these past 2 years as he did when he first got into the league. I mean, he's very routine oriented and, you know, very genuine and authentic. So he's not, you know, one to conform to society's, you know, reactions, I guess.
He's not reactive.
So, you know, he's doing the same exact things that he was doing before he was.
Is he a homebody?
Yes. Most definitely, yeah. I think both of us would say that we are because I work so much that I'm. Mm-hmm. I mean, my like entertainment is TV at the end of the day, and you would probably say the same. So, you know.
And you don't talk football much with him, do you? Or do you?
It depends. Like, I try not to ask a lot of questions because I know he gets. You know,
a little annoyed.
Like, yeah, and I'm around sports a lot too, all the time.
I think guys don't want to. I don't care what they do; they don't want to talk about their job.
Right,
it's football or roofing.
Exactly. And I'm pretty good. I mean, I follow like you know when he's at training camp. I'm usually reading up on what's going on at training camp, and so I kind of know what's going on. And if there's anything to talk about, it's usually you know how are you feeling, what's you know, are you okay? You know, like injury stuff. You know, how's so there's yeah. I try not to talk too much about football. But, you know, it's like when they're at training camp, too, it's not like you can have these long conversations about life anyway. So it's like a little hey here, a little hey there. So the last thing I'm going to do is take a little hey time with football stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, talk about myself, of course.
He needs a better website. I'm looking at his website.
I've actually never really checked it out. I don't know what's on there.
TonyRomo9.com.
Is that the... Are we sure that's the official website?
I'm guessing it says the official Tony Romo fan club. I don't know what that means.
I get Facebooked all the time about whether is this his real Facebook. He does not have a Facebook for everyone. Doesn't have a Facebook. I have to, you know, show him how to like upload pictures and stuff. So,
well, this is what you need to do. You need to take this message back to Tony.
Okay.
He needs to buy TonyRomo.com from me because I own that.
Shut up. He's, swear to God.
He's a cyber squatter.
Are you kidding?
No, he needs to buy it from me, and I'm not going to charge him too much, but I'm going to give it all to charity.
That's his next contract.
All the money's going to go to charity.
That's a lie.
But he needs TonyRomo.com.
What charity do you like to donate?
We have a lot of them. George supports
Gordon
the senior
Teague's
source.
Bank
I'm big in Big Brothers, Big Sisters. You know that one? Yeah,
yes.
Familiar with that one. Craig's is Jonathan's Hope. Jonathan's Chest.
Captain Hope's Kids.
Captain Hope's Kids.
I was like, is this guy getting butt implants too in the front?
Craig has another one, which is called Kids Who Are Not Doing As Well As Some Other Kids.
Yeah. That's I'm still trying to get that one cranked up.
But anyway, yeah, he needs to make this sizable donation to charity and get that website up and going.
All right.
I'm looking at CandiceCrawford.com.
Please don't go to it. It's so outdated.
Oh, we're enjoying it.
I think it's like the most outdated. I go to the CW website. That's
more up to date?
CW 33 Game Day.
What does CW stand for? Country and Western. Country and Western 33.
Candace Wins.
Yes, exactly. Why can't I?
CW.
I think it was when like CBS bought out, right? Did they buy out WB?
Something Warner?
Yes, so it's like a combination of CBS and Warner.
But I bet you it's one of those things now where it doesn't stand for anything. It's just
I'm going to get in trouble that I don't know.
Here, I'll look that up for you.
Thank
so you,
you
don't
appreciate
get in trouble.
All right, now you're a beauty queen.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's the first sentence of your Wikipedia page. Candace Crawford is an American beauty queen.
American beauty queen.
That's embarrassing.
You were Miss Missouri USA, right?
Yes.
In 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were in the Miss USA pageant. You placed in the top 10. Which position in the top 10?
They said, I have no idea. I mean, you have people coming up to you like, you were that sixth one. You were so close, you know? And you're like, I just want to eat something. I'm hungry. Like, can I just...
You had to starve yourself for it.
But,
They just say top 10,
I don't know.
They don't tell you?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. At that point, you're just like, doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So I just, top 10 works for me.
And you're also currently the lead vote getter in D Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman in Dallas. I'm the second leading vote getter, Most Beautiful Woman in Dallas.
That's pretty good. They're actually taking votes for that this year.
What do you mean?
Usually they just throw a dart up against the wall and say, hey, that's our pick. Hey,
this is George's continuing battle with my friends. All right, stop
it. That's true.
All right, do you want to give a shout out to anyone while you're on here? Don't you say hi to your dad who listens?
Hi, Dad, yes.
He still listens?
Has listened for all these years.
Yes. And he'll get, like, patients in the office that informs him of what y'all are up to and stuff too. So he's always watching. Hi, Mom. She's listening, I'm sure. And grandmother. And I was going to bring y'all some cookies, but I left them.
Oh, that would have been great.
I'm sorry.
Grandma's cookies?
Yes. She makes these really good oatmeal cookies.
Does grandma live in town?
She does. She lives in Frisco. She just moved to Frisco.
Who are you talking to? Diarrhea Pants?
George! That is so insulting.
What a weird question.
I'm really upset about this.
I'm sorry,
Candace. That's strange.
That's a weird outburst on my part, and I'm sorry.
By the way, Candace, you were right. CW. The C is for CBS. The W is for Warner Brothers.
That's good. You won't get fired now.
Man, boss is listening, I'm sure.
Yeah. Does Jerry ever come up to you and invite you out for drinks and things like that? Want to show you his new hair?
No. He's really been super nice and friendly to me. So.
Who's a jerk in the organization? Is there a player that gets on your nerves?
Not really. Honestly, no.
Jason Garrett ever taking a swing at you?
Leonard Davis?
Yeah, I just give him my left jab, you know?
Campo, try to ride on your shoulders?
Yeah. It's only when I try to tell them to do their job, you know? No, everyone's really nice and friendly, and I pretty much get along with most people, so, you know, if they're rude or mean or something, I just avoid.
You don't talk to them.
Exactly.
Well, you seem like a well-adjusted young lady with an out-of-date website.
If anybody wants to volunteer to take that over and keep that updated for me, feel free to call.
Okay,
good.
Or email.
So what's in the future for you now? What's on the horizon? You going to stay at CW your entire career?
Forever. No,
or are you looking to join the cast of Gossip Girl?
I don't know if I could handle the acting thing. I don't know if I have the personality for it. I'd be like,
well, your brother wasn't an actor before.
I know.
His only qualification was smoking pot.
It was research. No, he can do it. I mean, again, he's so laid back. He can, read and sit on the set and not notice. I'm just like, all right, we got it. Let's go. It's the next thing. Let's check it off. So journalism fits for me, so I see myself staying in this field. But high school football is about to start right now, so I don't really see past much, you know, further than that, because next week is 0 week. So I start off, you know, I do a game of the week and I go live from the game.
What's 0 week game of the week going to be? You know what I mean?
It's Arlington and Plano East. But
those two teams hate each other.
I know. It's going to be a good one. And so I do I'm doing a feature package on Plano East. I'm going out to their practice next week and I do interviews with the players and put together a fun little preview. And then
they're in Plano, right?
They're in Plano.
Yeah. Good.
And then I go live from the game on Friday. And then Saturday is that big Tom Landry Classic at SMU, which is going to be like Allen, Cedar Hill, and Highland Park and Everman. So that'll be really fun.
Look over here.
Hi. He's iPhoning.
I'm twit-picking.
Twit-picking.
Yeah. Super serving the P1.
And so yeah.
Anytime high school football gets talked about, I check out.
I know.
Don't
sports
have the brain
in general, right?
Capacity to comprehend.
So yeah, that's kind of the next step is getting through the season. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, are you going to have lunch with Tony today? I guess he's an Oxnard.
Yeah, Jed's going to come get me and take me.
Yeah, what were you just saying about him not following sports?
Right, he checked out when he entered.
All right, well, listen, Candace, I want to tell you I love you. Okay,
that's too soon. You don't know her. You had
known her long. No. I've known her long enough. I'm not making the same mistake I made with that long-term girlfriend waiting a year to tell her. I'm telling you within the first 5 minutes. Okay.
Appreciate.
Okay, and I want you to tell your family hello.
I will.
And just get a hold of your brother. Whatever he's doing, he needs to calm down. Right? He's partying too much.
I will. I'll rein him in.
See, that's the thing is your parents are very good parents and very intentional parents and very, involved in y'all's lives.
Right.
What did your dad say to your brother when that incident came down up in Plano? That couldn't have gone over well.
It's funny. Obviously, I wasn't there for the conversation, but I think it's one of those things, as a parent, you're just, more sad, I guess?
Yeah,
I don't know how
you can't control what he does. He's a grown man.
So, that's what I would allude to, but, sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Y'all are parents? I don't know. How would y'all feel?
I don't know.
Yeah? Yeah, you need that violin music
again.
You
hope for the best, and if it doesn't happen, then you move on.
Right. So...
Right. Yeah, when I first got busted with heroin, my dad took me a... Oh, we're out of time?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, yeah, I don't need to tell
that story.
Yeah, sure, no
we
problem.
We do have to go.
It's the lovely Candace
right.
Crawford.
Thanks,
thank you, Candace.
Check her out on CW33. Candace Crawford. Thank you.